America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
That's right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Myself, Reginald Adetula, with Luke Morrow sitting in for our guy, John Lopez, who has the day off. Figgy Fig always here for you. Want to keep it locked for 120 when we'll get to Figgy's mixtape on a Friday. I'm sure that'll be a blast. But right now, the question of the day. Who is your favorite sports broadcaster of all time? It's inspired by NBC. There was some news in the sports business world, which I know not everybody cares about, but I'm bringing it to you regardless. They were working on a deal to keep Chris Collinsworth signed up through the end of the decade. So basically 2030 rather. We'll see if that's where it ultimately ends up. But that I see him be on the call for two more Super Bowls. And just continue to have his rapport with now Mike Tirico on those Sunday night games. But as I saw this news, I was like, man, I wonder how people feel about this particular news. Because there's some people that really do enjoy Collinsworth, but there's some people that don't like his calls at all. And I've always been interested by that.
Yeah, he's very divisive. Just anecdotally, I think more people are anti-Chris Collinsworth than for him. I've always been a big Collinsworth guy. I like him. I do think he's gotten a little lazier in recent years. I do think he was better early on. He's kind of become shtick with the whole slide in. Here's a guy.
They stopped the slide.
Did they?
Stopped the slide with Tirico now.
All right, good. As they should. Right? It became a little too shticky, and he plays into the, here's a guy. He's got like a commercial now based off of that. So I think he's become, which happens a lot of times. I mean, it happened with Madden, and Madden was great, but you become kind of like a caricature of yourself. So I still like Collinsworth. I'm a fan. But I do think he was better maybe a few years ago. That's not to say he's doing a bad job now, but I think he's slipped a little bit in quality.
So you're saying it'll deteriorate by the end of the decade. Okay, I hear you.
Probably.
But that got me thinking, like, who are your favorites, right? Who are the sports broadcasters that really make you smile? Because I always find it interesting, and I've often said this for myself, is like, I find myself not really paying as much attention to the broadcasters themselves. A lot of times, especially not necessarily tuning into a game for a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's been a lot of conversation about broadcasters and like ratings. And I know Seth made a great point earlier in the week or maybe last week about how maybe that it's not necessarily about the ratings themselves, but more about the ability to sell them on the TV side. But that's inside baseball. But I know for those people watching, there are still some that stand up above the bunch, right? And for me, one of those is definitely Kevin Harlan. Like, that's one of my favorites, who, when I think of sports broadcasts that do their thing really well, he's easily one of those ones that come up. And the reason for me is I expect the whoever the play-by-play man or whatever, right, the analyst, to try and help me consume the game better. And one of the ways that helps me consume the game better, I'm usually here for entertainment. Like, show me that you're enjoying it, right? Mm-hmm. If you're enjoying it, I can enjoy it better, too. And Harlan seems like he is always enjoying the hell out of broadcasting the game.
For sure. Yeah, you stole my answer. I was going to say Kevin Harlan.
You're welcome.
I think because a couple things. I mean, to be able to do the different sports is tough, and he does them all so well. And especially for Harlan, he'll do tomorrow or Sunday. He'll do a game Sunday for CBS. He does Monday night on Westwood One on radio. So he does TV in one city on a Sunday, flies to another city overnight, does the game on the radio Monday night. Those are different styles. Then he'll do a basketball game once we get to basketball season on a Tuesday or a Thursday, go back to the NFL. He's doing March Madness. It's crazy. I think he's the best football on radio play-by-play guy I've ever listened to, which doesn't cover all of broadcasting,
sure,
the history of the industry, but I think he's the best specifically at football on the radio, and he's my favorite specifically for that.
Some other ones that came in on the text line, Fig, I'm interested in what your answer is. Someone brought up John Madden, and yeah, you mentioned how he could become a caricature, but I think that's because the character was larger than life, and mm-hmm. I always appreciate, like, people talk about him as, like, football guy, consummate football guy, and he had that, right? That felt like it came through on the broadcast. But also, legitimate TV innovator at this point with the ways that he's, you know, innovated the way things go. I mean, the telestration was something that came out of his mind. Like, it wasn't just he did this and some producer came up with it. No, he came out of his mind like, I would love to be able to do this. And that changed the way that we view the, you know, watch football. Like, legitimately a legend in the game in multiple ways.
Yeah, he sure is. I mean, let alone the video game outside of the whole broadcasting. But
true.
But yeah, when it comes to the football analysts, that's who everyone should strive to be. And it goes to what you mentioned earlier about, you know, he was obviously a football guy. I mean, he was a football coach. He played. He knew his X's and O's, and he was good on all that stuff, and he was great at explaining it in layman's terms to the audience, but he was also so entertaining, and he could do both. A lot of guys are really good at breaking down the football or basketball, baseball side, but they're kind of bland. Some guys, like Tony Romo, might be entertaining, but doesn't really add much to the table.
Yeah, and you talk about getting lazy. I think he might have gotten lazy pretty quick.
Yeah, you're not kidding. He's tough to listen to. But Madden was able to do both really well.
Fig, what for you? Like, who comes to mind for you when it comes to, like, great sports broadcasts?
I agree with y'all. Kevin Harlan's one of my favorites. So I got a couple more, too. I like not Al Michaels. I'm thinking the what's his name?
Nance, are you doing the same thing I did?
No. I'm thinking Marv Albers.
Ah, yes.
I felt like he was just so smooth with it. I'm a big fan of Mike Breen.
Mike Breen.
Yeah, I like Mike Breen. Honestly, this might be a hot take in Houston because a lot of people don't like this guy, but Joe Buck.
Joe Buck is an interesting one.
I like Joe Buck and Troy
Aikman.
Yeah, man. I think they solid. I don't think it's nothing special, but I felt like he's fine. Like I haven't complained about Monday Night Football in a minute. And remember,
buddy,
it was rough.
Yeah,
at one point,
Joe Tessitore got handled. Joe Tessitore is a funny one about, like, you know, he speaks to one of those things in sports where if you find your right lane, you're in the right place. Because Joe Tessitore doing Monday Night Football and it was tough. You put Joe Tessitore on some boxing.
Oh, he's great,
incredible.
Hey, yeah. He was good in WWE. They put him in WWE. He was actually
that place.
Yeah,
we got to give some love locally. Mark Vandermeer is incredible. We are quite blessed to have him on the calls of things. Some other ones that came in. Someone brought up Gus Johnson, talking about bringing the excitement and nicknames as well.
Yeah,
all of those things. Like he will bring that to the table in spades.
Yeah, I'm not a Gus Johnson guy. Never.
Oh, really?
No, he's great for the big moments. He's great for the climax of the game. But it's the everything else, the other 98% that I think he botches. He always gets names wrong. Doesn't know if it's a first down or not. I'm not a Gus Johnson guy.
Oh wow. Okay. Some other ones that come in. We mentioned John Madden. Let me see. Someone mentioned Stuart Scott, rest in peace. Howard Cosell, going back, is one of their favorites. Some other ones that came in. Let me see. I want to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Someone said Collinsworth and Joe Buck equally crack trash. Again, those guys end up being real lightning rods with those. Jeff Van Gundy. I enjoy Jeff Van Gundy quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I understand why he could get to be much because Jeff Van Gundy be doing old man. I think that got tough if they was not in the right situation. In a runaway game where there's nothing to talk about, I loved him and Mark Jackson just kind of doing the shtick. It kind of got tough when you're like, hey, but there's a basketball game actually happening, guys. Right. Pat Summerall, absolutely one you got to throw up there. Ian Eagle absolutely has found his lane as well in that.
Hey, don't sleep on Noah Eagle, man. I think he's going to be around for a little bit,
definitely,
man.
Definitely fine.
You not a fan?
Just the nepotism. He's good.
See, I thought he did a good job in the Olympics.
To bring it, yes, he did.
Better than Dwayne Wade.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is absolutely true. To bring this full circle, right? If you want to complain about the nepotism, hello, Jack Collinsworth.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Put him on that lawsuit. He was terrible calling Notre Dame football.
A football criminal.
Yeah.
Jack, okay, all right. I have to honor.
I've never seen so many people complain about him at one time, about any broadcaster ever.
I wonder if that's in Chris's new contract, that he's got to be a role for Jack, too.
I bet it is. Vern Lundquist brought up, absolutely great. Bouchergross on hockey. Yes, you're very right on that as well. They said, say it as a Houston fan, they hate to say it, John Smoltz is great on baseball. He is, but one of the things that's tough with a national broadcast, you can see some of the ways that he'll personally where I don't know if it's necessarily a bias in the way of, like, he wants that team, but he's just more interested in one team, and you hear that come out on the call, and I know that makes some people mad. And Hubie Brown, of course, because he's known. He's probably forgotten more about basketball than we'll ever know.
Still doing it too. He's like 90 years old. He's still on those broadcasts.
Like, hey man, yo, go take a break. Seriously. Why are you going on these? All right, man. That's our question of the day here, Sports Radio 610 In the Loop. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Talk about that Monday Night Football game with a couple of future opponents for your Texans. And Aziz Alshire finally getting a little bit of comeuppance for that punch. We'll talk about that more next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.